guys were giving them a look at the star chart, which has got some colors of both the Earth, the Sun, the Moon, and some of the planets, Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, Mars. Roger.
How about putting that pretty patch back up there again?
Okay, we'll do that.
Tell them this is our star chart and how we identify the stars and the planets that we're looking at right now.
This is what we use for
Houston.
Star navigation. The Earth is over here. Go ahead.
Our signal's down about 10.
Go ahead, Houston, it's 10.
Roger. Our signal strength is down about 10 dB. We'd like you to go high gain to medium width and then back to narrow. Over.
How's that?
Stand by.
Okay, the blue ball here, the big one, is the Earth as it progresses through the heavens here while we're on this trip.
The Moon,
Is in yellow, and it also progresses through the heavens.
We'll bring out
that famous Apollo 10 simple patch.
Right. We'd like to wish we were seeing this, ma'am, but Madrid's going to record it for us, and then we'll see it later on. That was a beautiful astronomical description of the star chart there, James.
I thought you could follow it a little bit closer there, Charlie, if I told you about that.
Right. Takes me a little while to catch on to those things.
I think that's where we are. This BTC wrist band really helps you with the orientation of the stars. Both, even if you can't see them, you can have a feel for where they ought to be, which is, I think, it's going to help us out.
Right, Ken, we're still having problems lighting up. We'd like you to go to wide beam for 30 seconds and then back to narrow. Over.
I can see it with the naked eye, and then I put the binocular on it, and I can see it spinning around, and I wouldn't bet my life on it being the S4B, but it sure's got to be something like it.
Right, we hope so. We'd like you to go back to narrow beam width now, Ken.
Roger, we're back in narrow now, Charlie.
Okay, and we're getting a great signal strength now, so we should be in good shape. If you can give us one more pass on a tube, we should get a good picture of Madrid.
That was Gene Cernan reporting that sighting.
Again, Houston, Madrid is reporting a much better picture now, so we fixed it up.
Okay, the Earth ought to be coming through my window here in a minute, Charlie, if you can stand by.
Roger, we're standing by. Ken, Houston, Econ's are saying that it looked like we locked up on a side lobe there with the first time when we acquired with the high gain. Request that you stay in the wide beam width for about 30 seconds or a little bit longer before you select narrow. Over.